The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a group of scientists, recorded July 7, 1976, in Baltimore, Maryland.
So we can, in this journal, we can publish from different disciplines of knowledge, from any branch of knowledge and principle.
Mm-hmm. Science, philosophy, yeah. Economics, sociology.
Yeah.
And this for the scholarly.
Huh?
For the academic, the scholarly community.
Yeah, socially you can preach how this traffic bandhak maya system gonna go
right, right.
Are we scientific? In the society, there is actually we have just like why this maybe so-called scientists, but why the scientists are given so much importance? Because there is a brain. So if you make everyone equal, all sudras, then who will be the brain? The brain is equal. That is Brahmana. So, this, not this brain. This brain is sudra brain for everyone. But when this, like, here is Dr. Sridhara, you are here. So you are not scientist from the very birth. You have been trained up how to become a scientist. Similarly, the birth is there, whatever you may be, it doesn't matter. But you have to be trained up how to become first-class brain. That is Brahmana. You have to become truthful, you have to become controller of the senses, you have to become fully aware of things, of God, everything. Full knowledge, then you become brain. People give scientists so much importance because there is brain. So there, in the society, there must be brain. So without brain, how the society can go on? If you simply produce motor mechanics, then brain must be there, just like this is brain. Sanatana Goswami is asking, kyane more japeta putra? This is brain. I don't want some uncomfortable situation, but why it is enforced? Why when you make research into that, that is brain. And if you went like animal, all right, they are dragging me to this ladder out, that's all right, let me go. That is not brain. Brain means that I am seeking after perfect happiness. Why I am not allowed to have this perfect happiness? That is brain. The question, if there is any remedy. When we are doing this, scientific brain means there are so many problems they are trying to solve it. That requires brain. But because they are poor scientists, they do not know how to make a solution of the ultimate problem. They are making teeny problems, that's all. There is power shortage, okay, let us invent some substitute of petroleum. Brain is being taxed. Again it is finished, again another. Puna puna char vita charvana. But they are so dull brain, they do not raise the question that we are making solution of one problem, another problem is ready. That brain they have got. So how long we shall go on solving the problems, another problem, another problem? They will say, Saguna, Imamaya. He does not know that nature will not allow me to live peacefully. We'll be in problems after problems. That is material life. Dukkhalayama Sahasana, Devidhi Shaguna, everything is there. If you discuss only Bhagavad Gita, you will get so many subject matter. To think and write. This is brain. We are solving one problem, another problem is there. So why this is happening? If there is any situation without any problem, that is brain.
We have another practical consideration.
Huh?
We have a practical consideration. We're thinking that could BBT publish the journal?
Uh-huh.
BBT would publish the journal?
But whether you will be able to publish regularly?
Quarterly.
Four
times a year?
Quarterly.
At the beginning?
Every 3 months.
Because it must be very sabhijnana.
Yes.
It must be very scientific.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Without
defect.
We can provide the copy work and all the graphs and things, and then they would lay it out and do everything,
oh, yes.
Like with your book.
Yes, like other things.
Oh.
And it will be BBT property.
Mm.
That's all. Mm-hmm.
Your property.
We can also do for books, you know, probably, isn't it? For the book also. Can be published by BBT, but coming out from Bhaktivedanta Institute.
But that'll be good for the institute if the name is on that book.
That's all right. But Bhaktivedanta publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can do something like that. That is all fine. But this world is a problem. But we want the solution of the problem, but we do not know how to solve. Is it not? Do the scientists know?
Mm-hmm. They're trying.
Not a single problem they have solved. Can we find that this big problem they have solved?
In fact, you have said that they are creating a new problem each time.
That is the nature. You cannot solve the problem, you will create problem. If you don't live natural life, then you will create problem. Just like the other than creatures, other than human beings, they have no problem. Because they are living naturally. So our human being should also live natural life. Then his only problem is birth, death and all that he'll be able to solve. That is the difference. The birds and bees, they are living natural life, but they have no capacity to solve the problem. They are living a natural life. But the human being has the capacity to solve the problem. The real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. But they do not touch the real problem. They avoid it because they cannot solve it.
They keep it for the future.
Huh?
They postpone.
That is post-dated check. You take this $1 million check. What shall I do? After millions here, you can catch.
Yeah.
This kind of proposal. No sane mind will accept.
It's like chemical evolution. Million years, it will happen.
Billion?
Yes. In million years.
Then the answer is the chicken is better than you.
Yeah.
It can give you life within 7 days. Doctor Chicken is good. They are same way. Not ordinary, because ordinary human beings become same food. To speak something nonsense. But they are same way. In the Bengali is a Dukan Kanka. Dukan Kata. One man one ear was cut off. So, in order to hide his cut off ear, he was keeping this side to the river side and this side to the habitation side. Then again his two ears were cut off. Then there is no question of hiding. Both of them cut off. So these people are dukan cut off. And both the ears cut off. There is no shame. They will go on talking all nonsense. But if they accept, they are accepted. So many millions of years have passed in the history, nobody could do that. And they are giving hope. The life will come after millions of years. So why millions? Here is a chicken, he can give life within 5 days. What credit he will get after millions of years? But they are dukan kata. So shameless, they can speak such love. And he still pass on as scientist. Thik bolchu na ki?
Thik bolchu.
Dukan kata. No shame. You do not feel that why you are talking nonsense. Am I right or not? Here is a chicken, insignificant animal. He is giving life within 5 days, and we are talking of millions of you. And you still are a scientist, Dr. Cross.
We're going to use that example in our prison.
And the thing is that this person, they are holding the Allah Jathan Guri Punyamama. A blind man, he has no eyes, and he still he is leader of other blind men. Is it possible? A blind man, he is blind man, he has no knowledge, and still he is leading other blind men. This is a very dangerous position. He has no actual knowledge, simply speculating, putting theories and formulas, and they are leaders of the society.
We have to stop this.
Yes, otherwise people are misled. It is not the duty of education to mislead people. Real knowledge should be given. This is knowledge. To become a great misleader and take some tattoo, that is not good.
So the morning your Srila Prabhupada was mentioning about the institute, the Bhagavan Institute. So is there anything else that the Divine Grace wants to?
No, I mean, still we have got sufficient subject matter, as I was describing, this original source of light and the planetary system as we are going to make planetarium. Who can say about so many planets in the sky? Who has got sufficient knowledge? They cannot even give. They think that moon is the nearest planet, but we do not think that. But still, they are unable to give sufficient knowledge about the moon. It is not bekar. It cannot be bekar. We don't find any part of the world bekar. There is religion. This earth planet is part of the universe. And the moon is also part of the universe. If it is not vacant, how is this, that can be vacant? You have got dust there, here we have got dust, you have got rocks there, here we have got rocks. And why it is vacant? We find in the dust also there is light. When you walk on the beach, you simply stand, there are so many grabs. They are immediately flying. Running. Oh, here is a man coming. Enter into the hole. So star, even the dust in the sand, there is life. So why not there? In the water there is life, within the sand there is life, in the air there is life, everywhere there is life. Why it should be here? What is the opinion of the scientist? We are laymen talking like laymen. But why there should not be life? And in the Shastra we get this life. Not only moon, every planet is full of life. Janakina. There is human being, there is animal, everything. How can you get God's creation?
They said they cannot see, so.
See, you cannot see your father. That does not mean there is no father who begot him. That is no. They cannot see, do they say like that?
They cannot see that, so they cannot prove by experiment. Huh? So
what experiment?
Just from experience also.
Right? They go and look, yeah. That's all they can do.
Huh?
They want to go and see for themselves. So they say they've gone to the moon planet, they say we have not found life.
We say that you have not gone. I have not seen you, that you have gone there. You say only. How can I believe it?
We show you pictures and it was on the TV.
That is also your mind picture. I have not gone and seen them. I cannot believe it. The same as that. You say that you have gone to moon planet, but I am not saying that you have gone there. How can I believe?
So we'll explain that there are two types of acquiring knowledge. Two different techniques.
Yes.
Now the scientists are believing their own...
That is imperfect. Inductive knowledge is always imperfect. Deductive knowledge is perfect. If it is coming from the outer. Suppose man is mortal. So inductive process is that you examine every man whether he is mortal or immortal. So suppose you have seen millions of men and they are all mortal, they die. Then your conclusion is man is mortal. But I can say you have not seen a man who does not die. I can say that. So in this inductive knowledge will never know is imperfect. It will never be perfect. Right? Because your examination is limited. So I can say that you have not seen the person, man. Suppose if I say you have not seen bad way, it is imperfect. You have not seen asa-tama, it is imperfect. So how this scientific research can be perfect, inductive? It is never perfect. Because you may be missing somebody who is mortal, immortal. Then your conclusion is no. There is no scope of studying all the living beings. There is no such scope. You have limited scope. So your seeing power is limited. How you can decide on the limited seeing power?
They will say, well, we have done so many good things, we have produced...
We have
so many
done
nice
nothing
things.
Good, I say. You have simply wasted time and taken public money. That's all.
Well, we have made some mistakes, but we have produced some good things in medicine, and anyway, you should accept our authority because we've done so many good things.
No, because you have done something that I accept. Just like you have done very good, 747 aeroplane, but just make a mosquito. With pilot and everything. Can you do it? Then why do you take all the credit? Take credit for 747, that's all. But when I ask you to create another plane, like fly or mosquito, you are unable to do it. Then why do you take, you know, there is no God, science is everything. Why do you say like that?
That's why we want to bring up this point that scientists, we are not claiming that you are all nonsense, that you are all good men, but good man.
You should
know your limits.
So proud, false.
Yes.
That is our point. and mislead others, that there is no God, because you are accepted as authority scientist. If you say that there is no God, they will accept it. Then our back to Godhead. Movement is stopped. Then we must stop your also nonsense. It is a fight. Because you say there is no God, and you say you are on nonsense, we must say. You are challenging, we must challenge. But you accept God, that we have done nothing. I think Sir Isaac Newton said like that. The vast knowledge we have simply gathered, a few grains of sand on the beach of knowledge, something like
yes,
that. That is good.
Yeah, humble.
That is good. And how you can say there is no God, everything is fine? And misleading people? That must be stopped.
This curb, this...
You take credit as much as you have done. That we are ready to do. Because you have created one aeroplane 747, therefore you can do everything. If you think you are like that, that is misleading. That we cannot allow.
Yes, once that that very concept that they will be able to do all these things, that if that is removed, then they come on the platform as...
Same man.
Yeah.
They're talking like insane man.
But their inspiration is that we can always do something bigger and better than we've done before.
But still, you cannot do the final. That is not possible, because you are finite. You are not infinite. Your knowledge is limited. You can do something up to some extent.
They'll agree that they all agree that they are.
They are giving bluff. Yes, we shall produce life. Wait for millions of years. Wait for millions. This is nonsense.
But
we'll wait for millions of years and see your scientific discovery.
Well, they say yes, we are finite, but we can work together, combinedly, together and make great progress, scientific progress. All working together, every nation.
You cannot do anything which is beyond your power. But you are limited. Your power is limited. That you must handle. Your power is not unlimited. You are finite. That you must handle.
They may say, yes, we may be limited, and our inductive process may be imperfect, but you may criticize, but you have to show us something better.
I may not know, but as I give you example, that you have manufactured 747, and God has manufactured mosquito. You do that. I am layman, but I see there is another better manufacturer than you. I may be layman, but I can see that you cannot do it. If you say you can do it, then you are a rascal. I must say that you are a rascal. First of all, do, then speak. You take your credit as much as you have done. But if you want to take the place of God, then we must slap you. Right or left. Because you cannot give better credit than God to anyone. That is our business. Asama Uddha. There is nobody equal to God, nobody greater than God. This is our principle. So you cannot claim equal to God. No question of becoming greater than God. You cannot become even equal to God. You are always under. You admit it, then you have no problem. You admit, yes, we are under God. Then we are friends. And as soon as you say that you are equal or greater, then you are nothing. They must expose you that you are nothing. This is our business. Because you are servant of God, we cannot see anything blaspheming against God. That is not our business. must just die immediately.
And that way we can help the people in general.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the fact. He got actually scientist, then he flew back there, he's gone. That is your success. Idam hi pungsa, tamasam tutattava, suptasya shistasya, samudvadattaya, avichita athakar. Your education has meaning when, by your education, by your scientific knowledge, you will prove that there is God, you so glorify. Then you are welcome. Then you are really scientist. And if you become a rascal, then you say, no, there is no need of God. We are going to manufacture. Just wait 1 million years. Then. It is a proposal. I have to wait for 1 million years to see your scientific research work. And we shall allow such fools to flourish. There is no problem.
It will be a very great service to the people in general if we can stop
one. But we are a thief. Be careful of your pocket.
Yeah.
They'll say all bluff and take money from your pocket.
We will call it spade a spade.
Yes. What do you think? Is that right process? Yes. No, make a magazine to expose it.
Some water from there.
Dandri pumsas tapasas satusava krishtas sat. You, by your knowledge, you describe the glories of the Lord, then you are my guru. There you are. If they say, why do you bother about God? That is our the business of human being. A human being is given the chance to understand God. And you people are stopping, putting stumbling block in his understanding of God. You are the greatest miscreant. I have got a chance to get $1 million, and if you check it, I cannot get it. How much mischievous you are for me. Is it not? What do you think?
Yes, they are stopping it.
Yes. I have got a chance to get from a friend $1 million, and he's ready. And if somebody checks it, that I may not get that $1 million, then he's the greatest enemy.
Yes. They are stopping the benefit.
Yes. So the human life is meant for understanding God, and these rascals, by all dead theories, they are stopping to understand God.
Scientists are responsible for.
Yeah. Greatest mischief maker in the name of scientific knowledge. We must fight against them. Let them admit, yes, God is supreme. Then there is no fight. But as soon as they say that there is no need of God, my science will solve everything, then they are rescued.